those of you that are very critical of Miss Britney Spears, I'd like to correct you just for a moment. I'm one of those. I've never been a Britney Spears fan. I've always thought her music was served no purpose. Actually.
You know what? That's the Britney Spears problem. More publicity than her talent warrants.
I would agree with that. Now, she's a very attractive young
lady. That's the American way, isn't it? There are so many people that have more publicity than their talent warrants.
And there's a lot of people out there that have far more talent than their publicity is doing them service. But I stand corrected. I thought Britney Spears was, I don't know, a pimple on the society. I thought maybe her music served no purpose and was just annoying. I'm wrong. Apparently, Britney Spears' music is quite...
Here we go.
It has been... it is quite effective when warding off Somali pirates.
The Somali pirates don't like Britney Spears. It's like when we played Barry Manilow to get... What's-his-name out of the embassy down in Panama?
Apparently
Noriega.
So. Rachel Owens is a 34-year-old merchant Navy officer on a huge supertanker that is usually cruises off the eastern coast of Africa, and says music is an extremely effective way of deterring the pirates and their high-speed skiffs. She says Britney Spears' songs have been chosen by the security team accompanying our tankers because the pirates hate them the most. These guys can't stand Western culture or music. Perfect to use Britney Spears' music. According to Rachel, the blasting of Britney Spears' music can be specifically targeted as well. She says the speakers we use are aimed solely at the pirates, so not to disturb the crew.
Yeah, they would go a little bonkers too, I would imagine.
There is no effect. They're so effective, the ship's security rarely ever fires their guns. And as soon as the pirates get a blast of Britney, they move on quickly.
Would you rather listen to Britney Spears or that jangly sitar music that normally comes out of Middle Eastern bazaars and markets?
And if I'm sitting at a Turkish or Middle Eastern restaurant having a meal, then that's fine in the background.
No.
For a few moments, that's
for
fine.
For a few moments, right.
Yeah.
For a few moments, not for a whole meal.
It's like that Bollywood music. You know, I don't want to listen to that either. Stephen Jones, who is the Security Association for the Maritime Industry, said the U.S. police and military are the first to use music to deter potential raiders. Subsequently, the tactic has been adopted by cruise ships and merchant navy vessels around the world. He says, however, I imagine using Justin Bieber is against the Geneva Convention. He says pirates will... Now, this is what's hilarious, all right? How dumb are you, and how lack of ability do you have if you're going in to raid a tanker, take hostages, and make your day's money, and you get turned away by Britney Spears? He says pirates will go to any lengths to avoid or try to overcome this music. They will even use earplugs.
Imagine it's not easy to find earplugs in
Somalia.
You don't
go down to your local Walgreens in Mogadishu to be
Yeah, I guess not.
Right.
another testimonial as to the power of pop came from a spokesperson from the British Association of Private Security Companies. Says playing loud pop songs has been proven as one of the most effective ways of fending off attackers. As a tool against pirates, it's very effective. It's all part of the development of sophisticated technology to make high-value cargo secure from attack. There it is. Britney Spears has now found a sole purpose. However, Justin Bieber is considered cruel and unusual punishment.
You'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, yes. I absolutely would. I saw an article the other day of a guy that was driving somewhere and was cut off by a blue Ferrari, and how it is when you get cut off in traffic. The first thing you do, you start yelling and screaming, you tell them they're number one, and then of course you got to get in front of them and cut them off, right?
That was here, a blue Ferrari?
No, not here.
No,
I think it was
in wait, you have to get in front of them again. No,
because
the next thing, there's a stop somewhere and someone goes into the trunk and gets the tire iron, and
right.
Then you've got the concealed carry.
Yeah.
No, we don't have to go there.
What do you mean? oh, that's not
they cut you
supposed
off. You've given them the one finger salute. It ends there.
Well, this guy put in his article, and he even took a picture of the person driving the blue Ferrari as he cut them off after being cut off himself. It was Bieber.
Bieber was driving the blue Ferrari.
Bieber was driving the blue Ferrari, and so
I thought he lost his license for a while.
I don't know.
He's probably driving without one.
I would be willing.
Don't you know who I am? I'm Justin Bieber.
I'm
I don't need
Justin
a license.
Justin Bieber.
Bieber, Bieber, Bieber. Is your daughter into Bieber music yet?
No. No, 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 no. As a matter of fact, we saw a picture of him somewhere, and she's like, ugh, I don't like Justin Bieber. I'm like, that's my girl.
I'm more into Marilyn Manson.
We came up with an experiment. We want to foster her music, there was something she was listening to.
One Direction?
Something similar. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't what, but it was that pop stuff. And I looked at my wife. I said, you know, we got to educate this kid on Van Halen and Rush and Led Zeppelin and some decent music. You know that, right? So we are exploring, and we're going to be very secretive about it. Of course, I think she's probably listening at this point. We're going to be very secretive about it. We're going to buy a couple albums that are neutral in lyrics, you know, that kind of stuff, that are even more positive, maybe some upbeat and some good Christian music. And we're going to play it in the car and see if we can get her to like it and see, you know, what her reaction is. And if she likes it, we'll buy her the album.
Amy Grant is nowhere near Van Halen or Led Zeppelin.
How old are you, man? Amy Grant hasn't done anything in years. There's a lot of really...
She's still touring. She's still recording.
Oh, Lord. I'm talking Skillet.
Her fans turned on her when she got that divorce and had an affair.
Yeah, that, well, you know... That's one of the things that we're famous for, killing and eating our wounded.
There's a heavy metal Christian band that you're into?
Oh, Skillet is one of the best. POD is really good. There's a lot of heavy metal, hard crunching, hitting Christian music. You don't have to... You listen, I know where people say, well, if it's heavy metal and there's a lot of electric guitars, that's not Christian music. Bite me.
How Christian of you.
That's not the way. You know, you can have head-banging Christian music. It's all about what's behind it. All right, there it is. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
I can't stand all these salad restaurants popping up all over the place. Like, they've got stupid names. Like, you chop it. Just like, toss your own salad. And they're awful because they trick you into thinking that, like, making your own salad is, like, fast, fun, and easy. And you walk in believing you know what tastes good on a salad. But then you get in line and you forget everything. Everything. It's so intimidating. You start sweating. You get up to, like, the counter and there's just, like, a small Latino dude with, like, a metal bowl and tongs just mad dogging you. Like some sort of undefeated salad warrior. You're going down. It's crazy, and you have to pick six ingredients. Like, I always start out really confident. I'm like, romaine. Then it gets in my head, second ingredient. I'm like, apples? I don't know. Then I just lose my mind with the third ingredient. I'm like, candy corn. Then I black out. And I wake up at the register with a $19 dome of bull that I have to eat. I go, take it in the corner with the other panicked people who are, like, shamefully eating their salads. I open it up. I'm like, oh, good, for my last three ingredients, I chose mandarin oranges, eggs, and safety pins.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.